My name is Liz Barclay. I'm a broadcaster and writer, and I've been involved with the voluntary sector for 26 years. I actually started my career in citizens' advice and have been connected with CAB ever since, also the Money Advice Trust and various other voluntary organisations. So to me, the voluntary sector is very close to my heart.
What role do you think the independent advice sector plays?
The independent advice sector plays a very, very important role simply because people don't want to get their advice from government organisations, from local authority organisations. They want to be seen to be going somewhere that is independent. Part of the problem, I think, that the voluntary advice sector has is that it isn't always perceived to be independent because people don't know that a particular organisation, for instance, Citizens Advice Bureau on the High Street, is a charity. We really need to get more of those kind of messages out there about our independence, our impartiality, our non-judgmental approach to advice giving.
You've got your foot in both camps. You understand the needs of the advice sector, but obviously also from a broadcasting perspective. What do you think are the challenges facing the sector in terms of telling their stories?
The biggest challenge in terms of the voluntary sector getting its messages out there is that it has to grasp that people learn through stories. As a child, you learned because your parents told you stories. As adults, we still learn that way. There's a real resurgence in storytelling in all sorts of different areas of the UK and all around the world, I think. And I think that if we could just grasp that by telling people's real stories, we'll make much more of an impact on the people who are listening. So if you've got a good social policy message, that's one thing. But if you can dress that up in a real story, a real case study, a real life human example, that's the thing that's going to make both the broadcasters and the listeners, or the viewers, or the readers, or the users of social media understand what it is, really get to the heart of what it is that we're saying. And it also makes it quite clear that as far as the voluntary sector is concerned, people are at the heart of the issue.
Why do you think there is maybe a nervousness about the storytelling?
We've lost the art of storytelling. We don't necessarily think, although we learn, we don't realise that's how we learn through storytelling. So we forget that basic element where you can simply say it in a story so much more easily and quickly and understandably. I was working with somebody the other day who is trying to raise some money for their local swimming pool. And you ask the question, so why do you need the money? Because our local swimming pool is horribly dirty. It's been shut for years. We need new tiles and new floor and new water and new... People don't care about tiles and floors and water and all the rest of it. As soon as we got to the point where she said, we live on the coast and two children died by drowning off the coast last summer because there's nowhere for them to learn to swim, it all makes perfect sense. That's why you need a swimming pool, for the children, not for the tiles and the walls and the water. And if we can only remember that and stop being nervous about telling those real stories, getting right down to that basic level of humanity, then we'll be so much more successful at getting our messages across.
What do you think about the role social media now can play?
I think social media has a very important role to play, but we have to learn to manage it and work with it. It's another tool. It isn't a be-all and end-all. You simply can't say, oh, I've got a Twitter account, and so therefore I'm just going to tweet about everything under the sun, and people will pick it up and walk off with those messages. It doesn't work that way. I have two Twitter accounts, and they've been lying dormant for quite some time because I haven't got time to use them. And I should be using them effectively because I learn about lots of things going on in the voluntary sector, and it would be a really useful tool to tweet them out to followers in other parts of the voluntary sector.
What advice would you give the sector to really raise their profile amongst the wider public? What would you be your key points?
I think you have to know who your audience is, first and foremost, whether you're writing an article, whether you're doing an interview, whether you're tweeting. You need to know who is your audience. Think of somebody who you know really well who would be representative of that audience. Think about how they would like to receive the information, the language that you might use, the tone you might use, where they are in their life, for instance. Are they just about to retire? Are they about to buy their first house? Are they about to have children? and think about how you would speak to them. What are the messages you'd like to get across to them? How would just what kind of stories would you use that would get your messages across about retirement income, for instance, saving up for a house, paying for children, which, let's face it, are terribly expensive, and talk to them.
We're living in a very tough economic times. The advice sector are being squeezed in terms of resources and capacity. What advice would you give them, really, to keep them going, to motivate them?
I think there are opportunities, and there are opportunities to work together, to collaborate, to work in partnership, to even think about bidding jointly for funds. There's still money out there. What we've got to do is find the key to open the vault, to tap that money and get it out of the safe. And it will take some big ideas, but I think that that's an opportunity. A lot of us have been bouncing along, delivering face-to-face advice to clients as they need it. Now we've got to stop and think, hang on a minute, we haven't got the money for this, so how do we get that money? There's a lot of imagination tied up in volunteers and employees who work for the voluntary sector. We just need to tap into that. It's there. Those ideas are there somewhere. Let's get them out. Let's see this as the opportunity to sit down, talk, share, and inspire.